It is Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS. Do it for the children. How many times have we heard that quote when it comes to politics and bond issues? The well-being of children is one of the priorities of our government. Most likely, you have been following the tug-of-war that has become the life of a three-year-old Nowata girl. She was put up for adoption by her mother, and just as a South Carolina couple was about to finish the adoption process, the Oklahoma father steps in. He's Cherokee and invokes the Indian Child Welfare Act. He got custody. The child was sent from South Carolina to live with him in Nowata. Well, the South Carolina couple sued and went to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court said the Indian Child Welfare Act really didn't apply and told the South Carolina courts to sort it all out. Well, South Carolina this week ordered the adoption process to be completed. If it is done, the child will be sent back to South Carolina. All of these moves before her fourth birthday. We asked the director of trauma for the Family and Children's Services in Tulsa, Christine Marsh, what this tug-of-war is potentially doing to baby, now toddler, Veronica.
It can possibly put a lot of stress on a child in their formative years, not knowing who their primary attachment figure is, or if that primary attachment figure changes during the first 3 to 5 years of life when they're really developmentally maximizing those attachments that will lead them into their future for future relationship guidance, for having their own confidence in their own developmental stages and confidence about their own self-knowledge, then it can really start inhibiting some of those developmental stages from happening.
Now, we need to say that Marsh is talking in generalities. She has not seen Veronica, but she says the near constant movement and readjusting, even from the mother who gave her up, could be taking a toll.
Movement from that biological mother of whom that infant knew in utero, and then there's the other change to another family, and then a year and a half later a change to another caregiver, even if it is somebody who is biological, it can have a big impact on their ability to form healthy attachments and also to have certainty about where they literally belong. And when those relationships aren't sustained over those times, then it becomes a situation where the child may be able to attach well to multiple caregivers or people, but still not really know when is this going to stop.
No one disputes parents have rights, either biological or adopted. But Marsh says we must also not forget the child.
I think that a lot of times parental rights override child well-being in that big sense. And I think that it can be said that the parental's rights are for the child's well-being, and yet that's in, again, that more macro level, whereas at that micro level, we would hope that you can have parental rights and support the child well-being, but that takes a lot of flexibility and openness on multiple caregivers' parts to really work to meet the needs of that child.
In the meantime, Veronica remains with her dad in Nowata. It is 7:39 now. Traffic and weather comes up in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.